Harry as manager, Steve versus Steve. I suppose at the end of a great run, it comes as a bit disappointing, but it was always going to happen when it didn't play. Not all the players playing to their best of their ability today.
No, not today, Steve. I didn't think we certainly didn't hit the heights that we've come to expect. And there were too many just below par today, and we just didn't seem to find that little bit of spark and that what it takes to, beat teams. And disappointing, obviously, because we have been on a terrific run. But in saying that, I thought, I said to the boys at half time, if we just raise it even 2%, 5%, we'll go on and win it, because there wasn't a great deal in the game.
The goal that came about, Steve, to beat the team 56 minutes in, it's for once I think Harry's just switched off, didn't they? It momentarily, but it just gave Macclesfield the impetus.
Yes, and that's sort of disappointing from our point of view, because we've been switched on over the last few weeks, and that was just a lapse of concentration and a quick free kick, and the lad finished it off well. But we hit the bar twice. I think the one that Ryan had was a bit unfortunate, and then the other one came back, and Shea was just a bit too far under it to get anything on a touch to put it into an empty net. But all in all, really, I can't complain too much. Macclesfield probably just shaded it today, but just shows you that we've got to be at it all the time, like we have been, to get wins.
Sending off as well, Pablo Mills was sort of a lunge. Do you think it was a straight red, Steve? Or do you think
I actually couldn't see it from where I was. I spoke to John Askey after the game, and he said, I think, I don't know if it was Levan or whoever it was, but he said he never touched him. He sort of slipped and fell over, and the refs gave him a straight red. But I was surprised, to be honest. Yeah, very surprised to see the lad get a red there.
And of course, Steve King following that up as well, the manager as well, Steve. I suppose in those sort of situations, if it feels a little bit unjust, so there are certain ways of doing it, aren't there?
Of course there are, because he got himself sent off, so he made himself look a bit stupid, really.
And today, Steve, you look at it, you spent some great times here, didn't you, as Marcus talked. You got a good rousing reception as well when you came out.
Yes, I did, and it's nice to come back and see a lot of old faces. Obviously disappointed we've lost, but yeah, had some terrific times here, memorable times.
And you look forward to next week now to get the lads back on track and a home game against Woking.
Yeah, that's it. We've got to regroup. I mean, I think today as well, we went into the game, we wanted to knock on another day. Perhaps, lads, we wouldn't have played lads, but we're just struggling on numbers a little bit at the minute. We missed Vinny today. Keith Briggs was playing with a slight injury, as was Callum Gittins, and I think that just showed a little bit today, where all round, and one or two others who have been doing very well for us just dipped today. But that's going to happen. We just got to make sure now we get back on track and get another good run going, and starting with Woking next week.